This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
The following program is rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls and call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to this lovely Wednesday, also known as Hump Day. Okay, yeah, Hump Day for some of those out there. Today is Wednesday, April the 29th of 2020, day 120th of the year, and only 246 days remaining before the shit show is over with. Oh, yes, the shit show, call it what you want. Anyways, we are coming to you live from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida. You are listening to us either via safetyfm.com, safety.fm, or you can be watching us on safetyfm.tv. Now, if you are watching us on safetyfm.tv, we do have a box available there for you to chat away. And of course, we're also on some different streaming services. But normally, if you're trying to chat, that is the easiest one to get to inside of that little chat box there. If you want to actually add some info, some dialogue, some content to the what we got going on here, of course. Anywho, changes around again in the studio. I could not make up my mind. We have changed up some things. I am trying to get everything to work and be rearranged the way that I want to, but I'm sure you don't give a shit about that. It's not important to you. It's not important to our daily conversation. But hey, I just wanted to bring it up because to me, you know, it's crucial to me getting this information out to you, but I'm not going to waste a lot of your time, and let's get you started with the feature story news, because, you know, that's part of the gig now. It's part of how we do the thing, so let's get that started.
Bringing you information you never knew you cared about. Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. Russian President Vladimir Putin has announced an extension to the non-working period during which Russians are expected to stay home during the coronavirus outbreak. President Putin says the country hasn't yet reached the peak. Julia Chapman reports from Moscow.
Russia's COVID-19 outbreak is now the eighth largest in the world. With the May holidays approaching, the government is concerned that loosening restrictions would lead to a big spike in cases. President Vladimir Putin called on the Russian people to be disciplined and mobilized to fight the deadly threat of the virus. But it remains up to regional leaders to implement further restrictions to combat COVID-19. Moscow, which accounts for around half of Russia's cases, is under strict lockdown. But the region of Kaliningrad will start to lift restrictions on Wednesday, reopening stores and salons. Julia Chapman, Moscow.
U.S. President Donald Trump is mandating meat processing plants remain open to keep food supplies up during the coronavirus outbreak. He's used an executive order invoking a Korean War-era law to order them to keep functioning because of concerns about the supply chain.
Chinese scientists say it's unlikely the coronavirus will ever disappear and will probably keep coming back, much like the flu. They say it's an epidemic that's likely to stay with humans for a long time.
UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson and his fiancée Carrie Simmons have announced the birth of a healthy baby boy. Both mother and baby are doing well after the birth at a London hospital on Wednesday. Benji Heyer reports from London.
Boris Johnson had only just returned to work on Monday after spending time in intensive care during his battle with coronavirus. His then-pregnant partner, Carrie Simmons, had also suffered symptoms of the disease. On Wednesday, they were back in hospital, this time to celebrate the birth of a child. The Prime Minister thanked what he called the fantastic maternity team, and his father, Stanley, is said to be absolutely delighted by the news, while messages of support have poured in from across the political spectrum. The couple announced at the end of February they were expecting a baby in the early summer, and they became engaged at the end of last year. Mr. Johnson previously suggested he intends to take paternity leave, although it's not known if this remains the case given the COVID-19 crisis. Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab, who's been deputising for the PM, again stood in at Prime Minister's questions. Benji Heyer, London.
Bollywood actor Irfan Khan has died at the age of 53 following a battle with cancer. He was known for his roles internationally in films including Slumdog Millionaire and Jurassic World. FSN's correspondent Rebecca Bunden reports from Mumbai.
Irfan Khan passed away in a hospital in Mumbai after he was admitted for a colon infection. He was diagnosed with a neuroendocrine tumour in 2018. He was widely considered one of Bollywood's finest actors, appearing in Indian cinema and Hollywood movies such as Life of Pi. Politicians and actors are among those who have been leading the tributes to Khan on social media. Rebecca Bunden, Mumbai.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
Listening to something magical. You're not listening to the Rated R Safety Show.
We at Safety FM are not responsible for what this idiot behind the microphone is saying.
He is trying to be entertaining.
Rated R Safety Show.
I don't know why they're always picking and prodding at me. I don't do anything wrong. I just try to share what I have going on inside of this multiverse of ours. Anyways, hopefully you are having a fantastic day so far and everything's going fantastic in your little world. And I only say that for the standpoint of saying it because I think it's important, you know, for us to do these things. So anyways, we've been talking over the last few days. Of course, all the craziness is going on inside of the world. We're also talking about the different aspects of what is going on related to COVID-19. And from time to time, we do hit up stories that are not related to COVID-19. And sometimes that could be pretty exciting, depending on how you look at it. So let's kind of go through that real quick. Following a streak of devastating tornadoes in Tennessee last month that killed 18 people and injured about 88. Not that this is an exciting story, so let's just make sure we're clear here. Eric and Faith Johnson couldn't find their beloved Australian Shepherd, Bella. Yeah, I'm talking about a dog here, just in case. 52 days later, the pup found her way home. The Johnson lost their home in the disaster. They say that the dog alerted them of the severe weather, giving them time to prepare and save their lives. Pretty interesting dog so far. Eric says that he left scraps of clothing near the damage in case Bella returned. Eventually, a neighbor who recognized the dog was able to bring her and reunite Bella with her family. So, yes, it's devastating about the 18 people that were killed. Yes, it's devastating about the 88 people that were injured. And yes, it is all boils down to the dog Bella being saved. So I guess that's kind of cool that that actually did take place. Not a terrible, another COVID-19 story. So, and yeah, it just seems more disastrous the more we get down the path here. So, of course, we have to talk about it from time to time. So let's kind of go through there. There are high hopes that heartburn drug from famotidine, I think it is, to treat the COVID-19 symptoms. The compound is common drugs that are used in, are you ready for this? Pepcid. Yeah, Pepcid. Northwell Health CEO says the trial are promising and that there should be some more definitive results in the next 2 weeks. Now, here's the interesting part. The current trials treat patients with 9 times the typical amount that would be taken for heartburn. So understand that they are taking large quantities of this stuff. It's not just like they're going, hey, I need some Pepcid and I'm running to the grocery store and dunking it in. Now, I'm not going to tell you go out there and buy a bottle of the damn thing and try to down yourself with a bottle. Probably not the greatest idea to do so there. Just bringing that up. Anyway, South Korean intelligence knows exactly where Kim Jong-un Jr. is going, or is at, better saying. Bloomberg reports that one day after President Trump said that he was privy to Jr.'s condition, but couldn't say anything at the time. Now the South Korean Minister for North Korean Affairs says that Jr. is just held up trying to avoid the coronavirus, which would explain why he would avoid such public gatherings like April 15th, Day of the Sun celebration. Worth noting, North Korea publicly reports that there are 0 cases of the coronavirus there. So, don't know if you could really have it both ways, my friends, because why are you hiding from the coronavirus? But if that's not what's actually there. Meanwhile, junior sister Kim Jo-young might not be the heir to the Hermit Kingdom after all. Instead, the powers could go to Junior's uncle, Kim Pwong, too. So just want to make sure we got that right there, who already has largely lived abroad as North Korean's diplomat, which post is in had in Bulgaria, Finland, and the Czech Republic over the last 40 years. Last year, he was called back home and reportedly living under the house arrest. Experts say that North Korea's male-dominated culture would take the male figurehead better than a female one. So just keep that in mind as we move forward there. American intelligence operations are also beefing up their background information on Kim Jong-un, in particular that they want to learn more about her personally to build a file that includes information like medication history, drug abuse, temperament, self-confidence, and tendencies, and does she have impulsive actions? Now, this is, of course, all reported by the New York Post. That's one hell of a file, I might say. You know, you have to think about it there for a moment. Would you like that kind of file on you? I mean, does everybody have a file like that? I don't know what the hell's going on. If that is the file, what all is there?
Our safety show.
Sarcastic? Never.
Anyways, I don't know if it's about sarcasm, but maybe it's about conversation, that's for sure. Anyways, it is safe to say that there is no election day for COVID-19 surge in Wisconsin. Let's try that again. It is safe to say there was no election day. Well, it seems like we're getting some mail in at the same time. No election day. COVID-19 surge in Wisconsin. 3 weeks after the election, the highest number of daily COVID-19 deaths was April the 4th, with 19. The highest number of hospitalizations was on April the 9th, with 446 beds were filled in Wisconsin. That was just 2 days after the election, the minimum believed incubation period for the disease. Though there was a jump of 11.9% 2 weeks after the election, the marginal increase didn't hold. The latest infection rates in Wisconsin are 7.6%. I don't know. I keep on looking at this, and how is that whole election thing go? Now, of course, we are talking about the primary elections that were taking place in the Democratic Party between Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders. Now, I do believe, if I remember correctly, and I know it's been a few weeks, but at this time it seems like a few years, that was the after that election, that was the election after Bernie Sanders decided to drop out. So keep that in mind, too. So I don't know if that's good, bad, or indifferent, you know, taking a listen to the different things there, because that's always something on how that ends up taking place. I look at it and go, is it bad? Is it different? Is it good? I don't know. I just know that I share this information with you as it comes available, and that's the only thing one can do, of course. So anyways, let's continue down the path here.
This show is almost as enjoyable as hearing the sound of the toilet flush.
Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
So take a listen to this one. Are you ready? In the Great Cola Wars, Pepsi stock is faring much better than Coca-Cola. While Coke usually enjoys half of the sales from an event-based business like sporting events, restaurants, Pepsi's portfolio is about the same as the space in the low teens. Meanwhile, Pepsi has a diverse brand of snacks, such as Frito-Lay. And snacks are plenty in high demand as of these days. Pepsi exceeded sales expectations by nearly $800 million in the first quarter of the year. They announced plans to buy back about $2 billion worth of stock this year. So I don't know. Are you a Coke drinker? Are you a partaker of that? I mean, if you are, that's great. If you're not, well, maybe that's going to be a problem for some. Yeah, you're probably hearing some weird things going on with my mic all of a sudden. I don't know what the hell just happened. So we'll see how that goes. Hopefully nothing goes too wacky for Cocoa Puffs as we move forward. Anyways, we are still coming to you live on safetyfm.com and on safetyfm.tv. Yeah, .tv. Hopefully I can get that out as we move forward here. So, did you hear about this one? Quest Diagnostics is out with direct-to-consumers COVID-19 antibody tests. The 119 tests get sent to your home. You do the test and send it back, and the results are available, available through an online dashboard within about a week or so. If you're interested, you can go to getquesttest.com. So that is a antibody test that you can do directly at home to figure out how that is going for you. because that's going to be interesting as you move forward, of course. A lot of antibody tests seems to be the conversation as of late, and I just don't know what to take a look at. You know, what is the validity there as we move forward? Because that's going to be the whole other aspect. What is the aspect of the test? Is the test going to be something worth you doing, or is it worth you going to go stand in line to see if you have the coronavirus? Because that seems to be some of the other conversations that keep on taking place. And I just don't know what's going to happen there. So what are you thinking? What do you think is going to be the best case scenario for you? Will it be one of those scenarios where you would want to know this information ahead of time? Or do you think that you should just get a vaccine and go from there? I don't know. I keep on looking at it. There's so many different things on how you can look at this thing.
We are now video streaming the Rated R Safety Show. I don't know why our host has a face for radio. Rated R Safety Show.
I don't get it. Why are they always picking at me? Picking. Okay. So if you haven't heard this one, let me share this one with you because it's pretty interesting. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says that the Small Business Administration will review all PPP loans over $2 million to ensure business truly qualified for it and whether they should expect it to be fully forgiven. Businesses only had to certify that they were taking the money due to uncertainty, a very vague qualification. Steve, we'll call him Steve, said that there could be criminal implication for those who falsely certified that they were facing economic hardship. So, I don't know. Were you one of the lovely people that were able to get the loan? Did you get the opportunity to partake in the PPP? And was yours over $2 million? And if so, can we talk? I'm just kidding about the talking portion, of course.
Duh.
But you have to take a look at it and go, wow, $2 million. They're going to review those in particular. Don't you think that that should have been reviewed ahead of time? Don't you think that that conversation should have been a conversation that was had before? Not all of a sudden now, hey, let's do this afterwards? I don't know. I'm just saying. I'm just asking the question. I don't know what I'm saying anymore.
Listen to our host
of the Rated R Safety Show.
Self-implode on our airwaves, only on Safety FM.
Yeah. I'm going to self-implode, apparently, on the airwaves here. But I guess that's what happens sometimes. I guess that's what happens when you're having conversations with people. And, you know, you go clippity-clip. Who knows, man? Who knows anymore? So, I have to tell you, I keep on looking at a lot of these things that are going on. And I'm just flabbergasted by some of it. I'm kind of just in shock when you take a look at some of the things that the world is doing. Some good, some bad, some indifferent as we move forward. I look at it and go, you know, there's so many different things that you couldn't be doing. There's so many things that you should be doing. And then there's some people that are just straight up being jackasses out there that are doing everything to self-preserve. And I have a hard time understanding, you know, I understand that the bottom line is important to companies. And I understand, you know, that money is crucial to what you got going on. But I also take a look at it and I go, what about people? Do you take a look at the people side of the aspect and go, hey, this brings, you know, how important people are. And when you cut everything from them, livelihood and so on, how does that work? I will tell you, in messing around, talking to people, saying how hard it is to get unemployment, file for unemployment, ran a test here just out of morbid curiosity on my part because, you know, I'm morbidly curious about a lot of things in my life. And I called the unemployment hotline for here in good old Florida. And I have to tell you, I think it took 42 times of calling in a row to see if we could get somebody on the line. And it sent you through a loop. It sent you through a loop system that puts you back kind of to the front from where you started. Hello, are we back? It looked like we got dropped, man. And, you know, getting dropped is always fun, especially when you're on the air. Those things do happen, ladies and gentlemen, from time to time. So got dropped there. Sorry about that. I did not mean to lose you. I'm sure you didn't lose anything important. But we were talking about some different things that were taking place. Apologize about that. So I don't know if I cut off, but let's go from there. So like I was saying, 46 times or 42 times called before we were able to get a hold of somebody. That puts you back through a loop through their system. So that's kind of the fun part there on how that works. So not 100% sure what took place, but that's exactly what has happened with that particular system. So just take a look at it for what it's worth. Anyways, did you hear about this? The Dow relatively flat, closed relatively flat yesterday, according to what was going on in Wall Street, dropping about a handful of points on Tuesday. Investors are optimistic about the economies opening up, but they are not. There's not enough information yet on the long-term effects, which will likely cause the market to return to levels of, you know, uncertainty. And we kind of knew that that was going to happen. We've talked about it, you know, off and on as we move forward on what's going on there. Anyways, let's continue. The Wall Street Journal estimates that half of workers are gaining more in lockdown than they were at their jobs thanks to the state unemployment benefit supplement by $600 a week from the feds. On average, the unemployed folks will receive about $978 a week, which would be work out to about $50,000 a year. The Wall Street Journal notes that the Labor Department statistics show that half or full-time workers earned about $957 a week in the first quarter of 2020. So take a look at it that way as we do talk about it, about how this would actually work. So think about that real quick. And the other side, of course, as we move forward. Man, all kinds of fun stuff going on today with this stuff. Don't know what's going on with the equipment here. So apologize. Because I don't know what's going on. I just can't handle it anymore. Now, I mean, it's kind of funny because some of this equipment, it seems like it's on the verge of breaking down. And I don't know why. So if you're enjoying the stream, I apologize about this craziness. Because, you know, these things do occur. It has to happen. Don't know why it has to happen. But this is what we get to endure together.
We at Safety FM are not responsible for what this idiot behind the microphone is saying.
He is trying to be entertaining.
Rated R Safety Show.
Oh, yeah. Always trying to be entertaining because we never know what the hell is going to happen right here on the Rated R Safety Show. So that's the way that some of these things work. Anyways, yesterday we were having a brief conversation about some of the things that were happening inside of my little multiverse, my little universe here, of the different aspects with the world of safety. So as I go down this path and we have this discussion, I have to tell you that I was speaking with someone that is pretty well known or pretty high up inside of the safety space, inside of the world of safety, inside of that organization that we've been trying to get some people to come on from, which have not agreed to do so. So let's remember that real quick. And what has happened is they are listening. So, you know, our May the 5th conversation is still something that we want to do. But also at the same time, too, I am being told that they are not going to be willing to come on because of the fear of being put into asking questions that they might be pressured by. Now, I will tell you, if they agree to come on, there is no way, shape, or form that I would agree on giving them the list of questions that I would ask ahead of time. But we would do it live on the air, so we would do it on the streamer. So it wouldn't be pre-recorded, so they wouldn't have to worry about that aspect. But we have to take a look at it and go, what the hell's going on that they would get so freaked out about it that they would not be willing to come on? I mean, I don't think I'm that scary when it comes to certain things. I don't think it's that scary when it comes to certain aspects of the things that I do. But hey, what do I know? So that's just something to think about here. Of course, the more we move forward, the more we talk about the different aspects of what's going on in this particular world of safety. Also, I was talking to someone today that said that they have enough pull that they could actually get them on. Now, I don't know how true that is, but it'll be definitely interesting to see what happens next. For sure. Because I just don't know sometimes.
You
Listening to a radio god. What? This has to be an error. That host is not a radio god. Anyways, this is the Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Yeah. You know how it goes around here. We talk, and that's the kind of the way that it goes. Anyways, I don't know what's going on with the system here, and I'm kind of getting worried. So I don't want to lose you again because, you know, that's terrible. So let's do this. I will do something else later on in the day, just in case, because not sure what's going on. But the other portion, I want to talk about a couple things real quick. If you were paying attention yesterday, Anthony Fauci hasn't totally closed the idea of an in-person... Wrong thing. Not that one. Not that story. Disregard that story. Let's just talk about the days of the year that we can celebrate today, because that's going to be important, and we'll go from there. National Peace Rose Day, National Shrimp Scampi Day, National Zipper Day, and then, of course, you can also celebrate Denim Day. Sorry about cutting it short today. Not sure what's going on. Some technical difficulties, and I don't want to torture you too bad. So anyways, thank you for taking a listen to the Rated R Safety Show. You are the best thing that occurs inside of the show, and that's you being the listener. You know that already. Anyways, I know who you are. You know who I am. Love you. Mean it. Bye.
Duh.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.